It says like this. My time with Rav Chisda. What kind of svara is this to Rav Chisda? So Rashi says, Bishleim a time with the Kula Nicha. The other ones we all understand. The Yodav Luladas and Mishtala Das. That it's better off when it was done by Das and Shleimi Das. And the Mishnah also comes out good. But what kind of svara is this Rav Chisda? It says just the opposite. So more so like this. Hoyol V'yanakto Nagre Braiso. In other words, like the Gazlin taught this shor, taught this tzoin how to go out and how to be free when you stole it. Sefer Rashi explains like this, that Hoyovyanakta Nagri Braisa, that means Limdo Lotse Schutz, that you Gazlin, you taught this tzler, this tzoin, how to go out. Therefore, Mayate now, Tzricha Shima Yofa, now even after you return it and the owner has it, he's going to have to watch it much better, because this is a tzoin that's used to leaving, running away. So therefore it's like this. V'chiv on the lo yoda bailim, since the owner did not realize that it was stolen, says so, even though the owner counts it, so what? Le Mizdari boy is not going to watch it anymore, because he doesn't realize it was ever taken. So therefore, that's not called a good hashava until the Gazlan notifies the owner that it was really stolen from him. Then he'll know to watch it well. But that's what Rashi says. Avo ledas. But let's say the owner realized that it was stolen. Then minyan poita. Then as long as he realizes it's back, he's poita. Shrehi kiru shenignavo. The owner realized that it was stolen. V'yechzun, and it was returned. And therefore realizes that now he's going to have to watch it better. So therefore, that's called the good hashava. Therefore, the gazlan is poter. So now the Gemara asks like this. O mi yom Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav says such a sro like this? I've om Rav, Rav said, Hayman dechaz yilechavrei. The Yagba Imra, if somebody saw the way somebody was picking up, like trying to steal, a sheep, may Edre from his flock, the day from his own flock. Verom Bekolo Vishadjus, he was about in the meantime to pick up some dirt, and throw it at him like to stop him. Fuloyodi Yahadri Loyhadri, and in the meantime, the Gazlan like ran away, and the owner does not know whether the Gazlan returned it or not. Umesa nignivo, and then the sheep dies or is stolen. Chaya bachriusai. We say the original gazlan is chaya bachriusai. So now my love, aren't we talking about over here? Afagav the money, even though that in between the owner counted his flock and realized that it was returned, and still, since the gazlan did not notify the owner, if it's stolen again, the first gazlan is chayiv. And here we're talking about that the original owner realized that it was stolen, like he saw the Gazlan at the beginning trying to take it. So we see, even according to Rava, that even though the Bailam realized that it was first stolen, and he counted it later, that's not called a good Chazara. So Mora says, Lord, that's not the pshat over here. Delay money. No, the only reason why the Gazlan is Chayiv is because the owner did not count it in between. The owner of the Chlal did not realize that it was returned. But in the case where the owner counted it, and the owner realized that it was stolen, so now the owner knows that he has to watch it, that's called a good chazara. Freddy Gemara, me, Yom Rav Hoch, is it true that Rav said like this? In other words, is it true that Rav says the way the first halacha we had, that Rav was the first one to say that Ladas is Tzorech Das, and Shaloy Ladas is Minyan Potter, is it true that Rav said like that? Sumer is the kasha. Well, Marav Rav says, if the Gazlan returns it to the stall that's in the Midbar, Yotze. It's called the Good Chazara. And Omar Rav Chonon Baraba, Moed Rav agrees, but Rakusa, that Rakusa also is good. So Rashi says, like the Kashur is, how could you say if you return it to the Eder in the Midbar? So Rashi says, she Yeshra, Labala Bayis, but Midbar, Yotze. There's no das, the owner did not realize that it was stolen, and the chur, the owner does not count it that it's back. So how could Rav say it's a good chazorah? For Rav loy sagilei belav chad mahani, Rav says you need at least one, either the das or else you need minyan. So how come over here Rav says that the Gazan can return it to the Eder that's in the Midbar? So Marin says that moed Rav for Rakusa, so Rashi says shatle nikerhu kishenignav. V'nikerhu l'roya b'midbar, k'sheni soysev al tzoynoi, v'fil lo'mona. That Rav agrees, let's say in the Midbar, he has a shepherd there, watching it. And the shepherd now could tell that there's more tzoyn. So therefore, even though the shepherd didn't count it, but that's considered as if it was mona. So that's the reason why Yotzi Yidei Hashava. Because it's considered like the Shomer there. The Raya counted it, so he realizes that it's back. That's called a good Hashava. So therefore, Rav Lishitosai would agree that's why it's good. Now the Gemara says, let's say it's a Machlekes Tanoim over here. Like what? If this is called a good Hashava or not. Because we learned Halacha, Hagoy Niftalemonade, somebody steals, let's say, a sheep from the corral, or else to sell them in a kiss, you steal some money from the pocket. So Lamokim Shagonav Yachzer. Divrei Rebbe Yishmerel. Yishmerel says there's a Chiyav Hashava to return it to the exact place where you stole it from. Rebbe Kiva Makiva says no. Sarech Das Bailim. That, more than that, not only can you return it to the place you stole it from, but you even have to notify the Bailim also. You need Das Bailim. Sigmar says, Savru, we thought to say that the Chulu Yam, everybody is Ludu Reb Yitzchak. Everybody holds like Reb Yitzchak's Svara. The Yom Reb Yitzchak says, all the Mosul Lamashmesh Bekisa Bechol Shor. A person always checks his wallet all the time. So therefore, the owner realized that it was stolen. So then, what's the Machlekes over here? Can you return it to the place that it was stolen from, or do you have to have Das Bailim? So, my love, Besela Lodas. We're talking about now that the owner realized it was stolen, over plucked the Rav Shmuel as a machlekes between the machlekes Toli and the machlekes of Rav Shmuel. So you have to have Das Bailim, or don't you have to have Das Bailim? And Vaita, and bit Tle, and the case where you stole the Tle, the sheep, it was Shlele Das. There the owner did not realize it was stolen. Over plucked the Rav Chizd of Rav Yechanan, and here's the machlekes of Chizd of Rav Yechanan, is it called a good Hashava without Das Bailim or not? So Marin says no. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rova. I'll tell you b'shoy meshe gonav mishus bailim kuliyam maloi pligi k'derav chizda. Everybody steals that a shoyma that stole it from the rishus of the bailim. We hold like Rav Chizda, like the last svara, that ladas then a chazdar was enough of a minion. But if it's shalay ladas, then you have to notify the bailim. For Yochel over here, the case is talking about Yochel b'shoy meshe gonav mirishusai. Here we're talking about the ganav that stole mirishusai.
All right, turn over.
Here again, everybody agrees that a real chazara from the rishus of the bailim we owed like Rav Chizda. But v'hocho b'shoymer shagonav rishusai. Here we're talking about like the shoymer is like toyin pain of ganef, like the shoymer himself is stealing it from the rishus of himself, holding it back from the owner. So now it's like this. Could it return it to the place where it was stolen from? As soon as the shomer wants to steal it, it's like he finished his shmira. And therefore he's not a shomer anymore, so he has to make a good chazara to the bailim. No, it did not end his shmira. Therefore, since he's still called the shomer, now when the shomer wants to return it, when he brings it to his own rishus, that's called the good chazara. Because he's still a shomer. That's why, this is Rabbi Shmuel, that's why before Rabbi Shmuel said that Lamakim Shagonav Yachzer, if you return it to the place that you stole it from Yom Rishus, it's called the good chazara. Because over here you're still a shomer. So if it has nothing to do with our machlekes before. Now the Gemara says, Leima Minyan Poiter Tanoihi. That's what we say if the owner counts it and realizes that it's back. It's called a good chazara. Maybe that's a machlekes tanoim. The tani will learn like this: Hagoyz leschaver, if somebody steals from his friend, vevli aloy becheshbon, and the payment back he pays back in the middle of another cheshbon. So tani, he doesn't tell him clearly he's paying back. He just gives him. He owes him money anyway. And now instead of giving him back $10, he gives him back $20, and really the extra $10 for the gzela that he did. So, but the owner does not realize it. So tani, the one we learned yotz is called a good chazara. For tani, the loy yotz is not called a good chazara. So Zavru, we hold again the Kuliyam is still the Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody holds the Rabbi Yitzchak Svara. The Yama that he says, oh, the Moslem Mashmash, Bechisa, Bechol Shor. For sure, a person always counts his money. So the person realized that it was missing. So my love isn't the Bechol Kamiflagi. The man, the Yama Yotza says that it's Yotza is called the Good Chazara. So Sova Minyan Poiter. Since the owner now counts the money, realized that he got $20 back, so now he has his money back, that's called the Good Chazara. No, even though he counts it, it's not called a good chazara. But Amri says like this: the minion is called a good minion. Then, if the owner realized that it was stolen, if he counts his money, so then avad the minion would be good.
Ella, here the machlokes is with Rabbi Yitzchak from Mifluga. Here the machlokes is in Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. Mar Yisla Rabbi Yitzchak, Gemar Yisla Rabbi Yitzchak. One holds Rabbi Yitzchak, one doesn't hold Rabbi Yitzchak. The boy is someone on the Torah says the Kula Yam is Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody holds from Rabbi Yitzchak. For the Kasha, Ho Demani.
One place is where the Gazlan puts the money into the Nigzal's kois, the kisei, into his pocket. So now the whole of Yitzchak is going to count it, so he knows he'll have it back. But the man of one place is know that the Gazlan counted it and put it into the person's hand. And therefore Rashi says, well, Fred will just throw it into his drawer and he won't count it. The boy of military says, Idividi demani viromele bikisei. Could be both cases, no, the Nigzal took the money and put it into his kisa, put it into his pocket. But I'll tell you, Hod Yisle Zuzi Achrini, one place is where he has other money in his pocket. So therefore, even though he comes to always count over his money in the pocket, but he won't realize how much was given back. And Hod Lesle Zuzi Achrini Bekisa, he was talking about he has no other money in his pocket. So therefore, since eventually he's going to count the money in his pocket, he's going to realize he got back more money. Therefore, it's called like a minion, it's called like a good hashava. Yeah, now the Mishnah says like this: Ein loichin min horoyim, you can't buy from a shepherd, tzemer, wool, v'cholov, and milk, or gedim, and younger sheep, because we're afraid maybe it's stolen, maybe it's not really the shepherd's, he's selling you the owners, so we're afraid it's gazeli, you can't buy it from him. The loy mishem repair is not from people that watch Paris, eitzim, u Paris. Not from people that watch Paris, you can't buy them wood or Paris again because we're afraid maybe it's stolen. It doesn't really belong to them, it belongs to the owner, so you can't buy it from them. Avoloichin min hanoshim, but you can buy it from ladies. Kli tzemer, woolen clothing, be used in Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, that was the meaning that the ladies used to work with the wool, so their solitude was probably their clothing. And the kli pishton, be golol, you let her buy off the ladies in golol. A kli pishton, flax clothing, because that was the work they did there. So you have a right to say, most probably it was their clothing. V'agolim b'shoryon. And you can buy a young calf in shoryon. So Rashi says, one shot it's openly, where the shepherd sells it to you openly, so then we're not afraid it's gazela. Or so they say it's the name of a mokum, and in this place also, it belonged to them. But v'kulan, in all these cases, shomru lahatmin, let's say the ladies say, I'll sell it to you quietly, don't tell anybody, then it's also, because then we have to be afraid of stealing from the husbands. And the Mishnah ends off, V'loichin beitzim v'tanagoylim v'kol mokum. Shno yilara boy eggs, or tanagoylim from any place, because we're not afraid of gazela. Since they're very cheap, we're not afraid it's stolen good, and it's probably selling you their own thing. Therefore, it's alright. Alright, even though it's a little bit more, we'll stop there, we'll continue on the next tape from here. We'll go over again. Yeah, we're up to Kuf Yud Ches on the base. Yeah, we'll do the Mishnah over again. Last Mishnah again was, Ein loichin min horoyim, you can't buy from the shepherd, tzemer v'chol of gdiyim, wool, milk, or kids, because we're afraid maybe, like he's stealing it from the owner. V'loy mishem repairs, you can't buy from a person that watch the orchards. Eitzim repairs, wood or fruits, the same thing, maybe the shemer is stealing it from the owner. Avoloichim in hanoshim, or we can buy from the ladies, kli tzemer, or wool clothing, v'yehudin yehudo, kli pishtin, flax clothing, v'gol and golol, v'yagolin, v'shorin. And you can buy a golin calves in shorin, because in these three places, that's the meaning that the ladies used to take care of this work. So therefore, if you buy it off them, most probably it's theirs, they're not stealing. But for Kulan and all these, even the last three cases, Shomru Lahatmin, but if when you bought it off a lady, the Kli, let's say Tzemer, in Yehuda, if she said to you, let's buy, sell to you quietly, don't tell anybody, then also, then you're not allowed to buy it off her, because then most probably it's stolen goods. But for Loichin Beitzim Tanagulim Komakim, you're allowed to buy an egg or a chicken any place, because most probably it belongs to the owner. But again, the Rambam says, but let's say the person that sells it to you, sells it to you and says, let's do it lahatmin, let's do it quietly, then also you have to be afraid maybe it's stolen. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learn like this. Ein loichin min haroyim, you can't buy from a shepherd, loizim, not goats, loigdiyim, not kids, loigizim, that's like the wool on the sheep, loitalushim shaltzemer, and not pieces of wool. You can't buy this off the shepherd again because we're afraid maybe it's stolen goods. Avoloichin mehen tfurin, but you're allowed to buy clothing that's already sewn up already. Bevnei shehen shalhem, because of course, since it's sewn up already, that belongs to them. That's their own. Rashi says, "Begodim tfurim, dinami gondvo konunu b'shinu." Like even if they stole it, still the mice of the corner with shinui. The loichem mihem cholov ugvina b'midbar. You're allowed to buy from the milk or cheese in the midbar. Like Rashi says, "Tienderach b'alim lelich shom v'litlum v'roya noitlum." It's not a derech for the owner to go there and take it back from the shepherd. Therefore, for sure, the owner lets the shepherd keep it. So therefore, you're allowed to buy milk or cheese off a shepherd in the midbar. However, v'loy b'yishuv, but not in town, because there the shepherd's supposed to take it home, so we're afraid maybe stealing it from the owner. V'loichid mehem, but you can buy from a shepherd, dalad v'heit zoin, 4 or 5 sheep, dalad v'heit gizin, 4 or 5 shearings off of the wool. But not 2 sheep and not 2 shearings off of the wool. Rabbi Yudah says, you're allowed to buy domestic ones, you're allowed to buy these animals off the shepherd. But Midbari is the one that stays out in the wilderness, ain't loichin mehem. That you can't buy from them. And klol shadav, what's the klal over here? That kol sharoya moicher or balabayas margish boy loichin mehem. Anytime you buy something off the shepherd, that the owner will realize that it's missing, so then you're allowed to buy it, because we're not afraid the shepherd is stealing it, because we realize the owner will find out about it. But in the case of Ein Margish Boy, but let's say the owner will not realize that it's missing, then Ein Loichid Mehem. Then you're not allowed to buy these things off the shepherd, because you have to be afraid maybe he's just stealing it from the owner. So the kids, so that's the pshat. If you buy of him 4 or 5, that's for sure the owner will realize. Real spices, if the animals are at home, domestic, so also the owner will realize that they're missing, so therefore you're allowed to buy it off them. But smaller amounts, or else in the midbar, there the owner will not realize it, so there you're not allowed to buy it off them. We're afraid maybe it's stolen goods. Now the Gemara says, Amama, Rabbi Josei, Loichin mehem dalad v'heit zoin, dalad v'heit gizin. You're allowed to buy 4 or 5. So Moshe says, "Hashto yesh loy mar, but won't you tell me how to buy 4 of them? Sav ninu chamishim miboy, for sure you're allowed to buy 5. It's more nicker. For sure the owner will realize that he's missing 5. If he's only missing 4, he'll realize. So if he's missing 5, for sure." Amar Rav Chizda, arbo mitrei chamisha. Means to say, if you have 5, if the shepherd has 5 sheep, you're allowed to buy 4 out of the 5. That's a shear that's called nicker. Now that proportion is called nicker, the owner will realize that's missing. Vika the army, some say Amr al Chizda, arbo me eider koton, you're allowed to buy 4 from a small flock. Vechomesh me eider godl, you could buy 5 from a big flock. So Mora says, Agufa kash, it's a kash here. Omar, the first you're telling me, dalad vehet soin, dalad vehet gizin. So it's mashma dalad vehin, you can only buy 4 or 5 with the 2 answers we just said. But you can only buy this amount, so such a large amount, that for sure the owner will realize that it's missing. Avo sholish loy, but just to buy 3 sheep, you're not allowed to. If so, I'm a sefer, what does a sefer say? Avo loy shteit soin, you can't buy 2 sheep. Which is mashma hoshloisha zavin, a mashma 3 you could buy, so it's a stira. So Mora says, lakasha, hobiv, Raiso, Hobik Chishta. One is where they're big and healthy, then you can even buy 3. But when they're weak and small, then you can't buy 3. Then you can only buy 4 or 5. But the kids, this is the side, if you could take on that the owner would realize that it's missing, then you're allowed to buy it off the shepherd. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Reb Yudu Aimea, that, or the Bryce it said, Reb Yudu Aimea, Baisois Loichin Mehen, Midborius En Loichin Mehen. You can only buy off the shepherd the domestic ones, the ones that stay at home, but not the ones that stay outside in the fields. Iborlu, I have a question like this. Reb Yehuda Areisha Koyu Luchumra, is Reb Yudu going on the Reisha and being Machmer? Oiduma Sefer Koyu Lukula. Or else maybe he's going on the Sefer and being Mekel. What does that mean? Areish Yekoy, is he going on the beginning of the Chumra? The Yom, the first we learned, Loichin Mehem Abo V'chamisha Tzayin. You're allowed to buy 4 or 5 sheep off the shepherd. So in this Rebbe says the Chumra, Hanin, Mili, when do we say allowed to buy even so many? Baisos, only if they're at home, then for sure the owner will realize it. Abo Midborius, if they're outside in the wilderness, then Afilu Abo V'chamisha Loi, then even 4 or 5 you can't buy. Oiduma, maybe a seifa koy. Maybe it's going on the seifa. And really, ulukula is saying lukula. That what? The Omar avoloi shteit soin voloi shtei gizim. The seifa said you can't buy 2 sheep or 2 of a share of wool. So maybe hani mili, when can't you buy only 2? That's midboris, only when they're outside in the fields. Then the owner doesn't realize it. Avobaisois, but the animals that come home, stay at home, then shtayim namiloichin, maybe even 2 you're allowed to buy. So that's the question, that Rabbi Yehuda mean to go to Chumra, or did he mean to go to Kula? So Tashma, come and bring your proof. Tatani would not like this. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Loichin Baisois Mehen, you're allowed to buy the domestic ones, V'yein Loichin Mehen Midborius, but you're not allowed to buy from the shepherds, the Midborius, the animals that stay outside in the fields. But any clays, masha from both of them, you're allowed to buy 4 or 5, you're allowed to buy.